希伯来书第四章十二十三节说，神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨节与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明，并且被造的没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物在那与我们有关系的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
Hebrews 4:12 and 13 say, For the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And no creature is hidden from his sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of him to whom we must give account.
这段圣经大家都非常熟悉。
We're all very familiar with this passage.
而且我这段圣经告诉我们圣经非常的重要。
In fact, it tells us that the word of God is extremely important.
圣经是神的话。
The Bible is God's word.
而且神的话呢，安定在天。
And in fact, God's word is firmly fixed in the heavens.
而且神的话一点一画都不能废弃。
And until heaven and earth pass away, not an iota or a dot will pass away.
草可以枯，花可以凋谢，但是唯有神的话永不改变。
The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of God will stand forever.
所以我们知道神的话对我们来讲非常重要，所以我们常常要大家读主的话。
And we see that because the word of God is so important to us, we spend a lot of time reading it.
所以我们要在教会里面不断地鼓励大家读圣经。
So in the church, we want to encourage you to continue to read your Bible.
而且呢，我们在教会的讲台就是不断的用释经讲道、解经讲道、解释圣经的意思。
And in fact, at the pulpit in this church, we want to be expositing the Bible.
所以我们让大家知道主的话非常的重要，我们每一个人都要按照主的话来行。
And so we see that because God's word is so important, we must all walk according to the word of God.
所以我们今天要跟大家一起来思想持守这个永生的道。
And so today we look at holding fast to the word.
所以在希伯来书十二章十三节就告诉我们，这里很清楚给我们看到神的道的这个特性。
And in these two verses in Hebrews, it shows us very clearly what are the characteristics of God's word.
那么在这里他讲到神的道是活泼的，是有功效的，比两刃的剑更快，甚至魂与灵、骨与骨髓都能刺入破开，连心中的思念和主意都能辨明。
It tells us here that the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
所以在这里呢，他非常强调神的话是活泼的。
Over here, there is a great emphasis on the fact that the word of God is living.
所以这个活泼的意思就是神的话是很充满生命力的。
This means that it is full of life.
它是活生生的。
And it is active.
是 living, 是它是活的。
And it is living.
而且它不是死的。
In fact, it is not dead.
很多人说神的话字句叫人死，经意叫人活，但是神的话是活的。
People say that the word of God, or for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life.
但是神的话是活生生的，是有能力的。
But the word of God has power and it is full of life.
是活跃的，是活泼的，是 dynamic.
It is dynamic and it is energetic.
而且是有朝气的。
In fact, it has vitality.
而且是充满能力，是精力充沛的。
It's energetic.
所以我们要知道神的话呢，是活生生蛮有能力，而且是不是死的，是很活跃的。
So we want to see that the word of God is living, it is full of energy and is not dead.
所以我们要注意神的话是非常宝贝。所以在这里呢，给我们看见神的话是主耶稣这么说，在约翰这个的他讲到说，他说我对你说的话就是灵，就是生命。
The word of God is precious, and Jesus in John 6 tells us that the words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
所以在这段圣经里面给我们看到神的话语的五个特性。
So going back to our verses today, it tells us that there are five characteristics of God.
所以第一就是刚才我们讲的，神的话呢不是死的，是活的，是充满生命力的。
We saw at the start that the Word of God is alive and it is full of life force.
所以我们在这边看到说，主耶稣说我跟你讲的话呢，就是灵，就是生命。
Again, the words of that I have spoken to you are spirit and life.
所以这个生命能够使到我们重生，好像彼得前书一章二十三节说，你蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着他的话，他的神活泼长存的道。
And this life can give us life. In 1 Peter 1:23, it says, Since you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and abiding Word of God.
所以我们知道神的话呢，不是死的，是活的。
So the Word of God is not dead, it is alive.
是充满这个 vitality, 是朝气的, 是充满的活力的。
It is dynamic and it is full of vitality.
所以呢，我们要好好的读主的话，因为主的话，而且要好好的传扬主的话，因为主的话是充满了能力，而且有生命力。
And so we must be reading the Bible and we must be spreading the gospel because it is full of life giving. It is able to give life.
主耶稣也是这么讲，他说，人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus also said, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God.
所以我们的属灵生命要成长呢，我们必须要有神的话。And
so if we want our spiritual lives to grow, we must have the word of God.
神的话不但是有生命，而且神的话呢，是有功效的。It
is not only living, it is active.
而且是有功效，是effective, 所以它能够做成它要做的工。
God's word is also effective and it is able to accomplish whatever it purposes to do.
就好像以赛亚书5:11节说，我口所出的话必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在发他去成就的事上必然亨通。
Isaiah 55:11 says, So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and shall succeed in the thing for which I sent it.
这个有功效 active 这个字呢，它的原文的是指充满了能力，充满能量。This
word active means that it is full of energy.
所以神的话不但是有生命，而且是能够做事，而且必然成功。So
God's word is not only full of life, it is also full of energy and it is able to accomplish whatever it purposes.
所以神说有光就有光。And
so God said, let there be light and there was light.
他说有就有，他说他命立就立。
He spoke and it came to be, he commanded and it stood firm.
所以我们看到神的话呢，必然成就他要做的事情。And
so we see that God's word will accomplish whatever he wants.
以赛亚书14:27节是这么讲说，万军之耶和华既然定义，谁能背弃呢？他的手既然伸出，谁能转回呢？
Isaiah 14:27, For the Lord of hosts has purpose, and who will annul it? His hand is stretched up, and who will turn it back?
以赛亚40:10，神在起初言明末后的事情，讲说我的筹算必然成立，凡我所喜悦的必然成就。Isaiah 46:10,
God declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, things not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will accomplish all my purpose.
所以你看到神的话呢，是充满能力，必然成就他的意思。
So we see that God's word is full of energy and able to accomplish all his purposes.
所以这个有功效是effectual，是effective，意思说它一定要成就。这个意思呢，是它有能力成就它要做的事情。
This effectual character of God's word means that it will accomplish everything that God has purposed it to do.
那么在，所以我们看到这里，神的话不但是有生命的、活生生的、有功效的，而且呢，神的话是锋利的。
We see that God's word is alive, it is active, God's word is also sharp.
在这里呢，他说比两刃的一切软嫩的剑更利。
It tells us over in verse 12 that it is sharper than any two-edged sword.
所以这里更快呢，不是指速度，而且还要指锋利，它是快又准。
It is not just quick, but it is also sharp and accurate.
所以这里讲到这个话语呢，是可以说是它的话非常的锋利。
This talks about it's the word being extremely powerful.
是削铁如泥，就是所有的铁它都能够把它斩到好像泥这样。
And it is able to cut through just about anything, even metal.
所以说可以说是无坚不摧，锐不可当，就是说所有最难的东西呢，它都能够摧毁。
And whatever is even the hardest of substances will not stop the word of God.
而且我们讲到他的刀锋利到呢，连一根头发掉在刀上面都跟切成两半。
And the picture is even as a strand of hair falls upon the blade, it will split.
世界上什么东西最坚硬？
What's the hardest substance on earth?
啊，就是你看到现在我们有这些很多的坦克车。
We see that
tank.
There are a lot of tanks.
Military tanks. 他们都是用这个非常坚硬的铬金刚来做成。
And tanks are made of the hardest steel alloys.
所以我们发现这些呢都是非常坚，这个合金钢呢其实是在比钻石稍微逊色一点，钻石还是最硬。
And these steel alloys are just slightly less hard than diamonds.
但是呢，你要知道，不管你有多刚硬，这个镭射是有办法把它切开。
And we see that no matter how hard a substance, laser is still able to penetrate them.
所以这个 laser 这个甚至能够把这个钻石都切开。
In fact, lasers are used even to cut diamonds.
实际上我们讲切开其实不准，是应该是把 laser 是用能力是把这个钻石 melt， 就是把它融了，它才能切开。
Actually, to be very accurate, lasers are used to melt diamonds and not cut through them.
所以你知道这个 laser cut 这个 diamond 这个钻石呢，其实这是 carbon 做成的。And
diamonds, as we know, are created by carbon.
所以这个它能够能量使到它能够切割，使到那个地方融解，所以它能把它切开。And
the lasers are able to shape diamonds by melting them.
自从 911 事件发生之后呢，我们就看到国际上美国的这个国家。 这个军队的这个实力
，and since 9/11 we have seen the display of strength of the American military.
所以它的这个技术，它的这个科技呢，已经进展得非常的快。
And the technological advancements have been taken much further now.
很多这些这个 terrorists 这些极端组织呢，在这个沙漠里面躲藏或者在人群里面躲藏起来。
And we see also terrorists hiding in sand dunes in deserts.
好像没有人知道他们躲藏起来。
As though no one knew, as though no one knew they were hiding there.
可是现在的科技有这个卫星呢，看到可以看到地上每一个人的行踪。
But technology has advanced to a point where satellites are used to see even hidden objects.
美国攻击这些目标的时候呢，甚至都不用派军队到他地上的军队进去，在空中里面他已经看到他的导弹呢，就已经发射在很远的地方可以发射，然后。 引导他到那个他们躲藏的那间屋子或者那个那一层楼，把它摧毁。And
in attacking these terrorism hotspots, the U.S. does not even have to deploy its land troops into the area, but from very far away, using satellite imagery, they are able to pinpoint specific homes or buildings to attack.
就能够把它整个建筑，甚至它的目标全部都摧毁了。
And it is able to pinpoint these targets and completely obliterate them.
所以现在我们在讲到神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，是比两刃的剑更利、更锋利。
And what we're saying now is that the word of God is alive, active, and extremely sharp, sharper than a two-edged sword.
这个是讲到神话语的攻击性 ，attack, offensive.
And this talks about God's word's ability to be offensive and to attack.
而且在这里我们看到呢，在神的话呢，在以弗所书里面提到，属灵战争里面呢，所有的武器当中只有一样是攻击性，是 offensive， 其他的都是 defensive， 就是护卫性的。
And in fact, as we look at Ephesians, as we talk about the spiritual warfare, we see that all the armor of God is mostly defensive, just one item that is offensive.
就是神的话。
And that is God's word.
所以当我们看到这些911事件之后，美国的这些军事的这个科技呢，我们以为很多这些组织，他以为可以躲藏起来，其实在他们看来。
Going back to the example of terrorists hiding, actually the truth is because of technology, they are now able to pinpoint these targets.
今天我们人也是一样。
It is the same with men.
我们躲起来，我们好像神看不见，我们到处走，我们做我们的事，我们心里所想的东西，我们以为神不知道，其实那个卫星已经照射，已经看得很清楚。他如果要追你的话呢，他只要射那个导弹，他就马上要进到你的家，把你摧毁。
The fact is, we live our lives as though no one knows what's happening. We hide the truth in our hearts, but the same way, the Lord's word, God's word, is able to pinpoint our hearts and from afar, accurately, effective.
所以我们发现，我们每一个人，没有人能够在神面前逃避。
And so, before the Lord, none of us can hide.
所以在这边提到神的话是有攻击性的。
And so over here we've been talking about the fact that God's word has an offensive power.
它比两刃最利的剑还要利。
And it is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword.
就好像镭射这样。
Just like a laser.
甚至他在接下去呢，我们继续看下去呢，他不但是这样的话呢，他还提到说，神的话不但是活的，是有功效的，是锋利的，而且呢是可以刺入破开。
And as we look further down this passage, it tells us that God's word is also piercing.
请问这个锋利跟刺入破开有什么不同？
So what is the difference between being sharper than a two-edged sword and piercing?
所以这边讲到这个锋利的意思是指说，不管如何刚硬，神的话都能够切入，不但是可以切入，可以破入，可以刺入。
And it tells us as the sharper aspect of God's word is that no matter how hard an object it is able to cut through.
而且呢那么 piercing 或者说是刺入破开是什么呢？它不但能够刺进去，它要刺透、刺贯穿。
But piercing, on the other hand, it is not just able to cut through the surface; it is able to pierce and penetrate deeply.
让它进到里面，能够去分辨里面到底是什么东西。
Such that it penetrates to the very depths and separates whatever is in there.
所以这边你看到这个神的话语在这边所形容是有渐进式的吗？progressive.
So as we look at this, we see that there is a progressive character of God's word.
所以你看到神的话不但是活生生的，怎么样活法？
We first see that it is full of life.
它活的意思，它是 active, 它是充满活力的，它充满活动的，它准备出去。
And with that life, it has energy, it is dynamic, and it's able to go forth.
而且呢，怎么样充满了活力呢？它是能够刺。
How is it active? It is sharp and therefore it is able to cut through the tougher surface.
不管你的心如何刚硬，它都能够刺破，能够进入。
No matter how hard or dull or dead your heart is, it is able to cut through it.
它不但能够进入，而且它能够深入贯穿透。
It is not just able to cut through the heart, it is able to pierce right to its core.
然后呢，在里面分辨你的心里在想什么。
And inside, divide and discern what it is that is in your heart.
所以呢，我们发现神的话语呢，就好像这个《使徒行传》第二章第37节，彼得讲道的时候呢，3000人信主，那时候呢，他们听见主的话，就觉得扎心。
In Acts 2:37, as Peter was preaching, we see that when the people heard this, they were cut to the heart.
所以神的话能够，不管你的心有多刚硬，神有话呢，能够刺入，可以不但是刺入，而且破开，进入到最深里面呢，来查看。
No matter how hard or dead your heart is, God's word has the power to cut through your heart and get to its very depths.
很多时候我们讲到，我们发现。有些弟兄姐妹，当我们讲完道，他说：“为什么你在台上讲我？”
Quite often we have brothers and sisters who, after the preaching of the word, come to me and say, "Why are you talking about me from the pulpit?"
但是很多时候，我们这边很多人，我不可能知道每个人的心。
But the truth is, there are so many people here. I can't possibly know the state of.
但是圣灵知道，他可以把神的话应用在你的心里面。刺入破开，让你知道你在想什么。
But the Holy Spirit knows, and He is able to use the Word of God to enter your heart and discern what you are thinking.
所以他这边讲到说，他不但是能够刺入，而且呢，可以深入刺透，然后来分辨。
It's not just able to cut; it is able to pierce and to divide.
所以它分什么呢？
What does it divide?
啊，它这边讲到说，连魂与灵、骨与骨髓都能够赤露破开。
It pierces with the division of soul and of spirit, of joints and of marrow.
所以在这里有很多人就说，哎呀，你看到它连魂跟灵都能分开。
And so some people look at this and say, oh, there is a division between soul and spirit.
甚至连骨与骨髓也能够分开。
And in fact, joints and marrow can be divided too.
我问大家，我们今天的科技有没有真的有办法，有一只刀能够把骨与骨髓切开吗？
Let me ask you, is that technology that's able to divide our joint and marrow?
啊，所以问题是，什么叫做骨与骨髓？
The question is, what are joints and marrow?
啊，这个骨髓是什么意思？
What is marrow?
有些人要把骨髓抽出来呢，这个手术呢，以前是比较危险的。
There are now surgeries that are able to extract bone marrow.
但是以前是危险的。
Although it was very dangerous in the past.
现在是非常容易的。
Although it is now easy.
但是当这个骨髓呢，骨髓是什么东西呢？
But what are joints?
啊，这个 marrow.
Oh, sorry.
这个 marrow 是什么东西呢？
What is marrow?
这个 marrow 这个是骨髓呢？其实呢是骨里面，我们的骨里面呢的一些海绵sponge 这样的东西呢，是柔软，是液体来的，是 liquid form.
Bone marrow is a flexible tissue that is found within the interior of the bone.
那么这个marrow 这个骨髓呢，是用来制造血液的这个制造血液的 blood cell，
and it is used to create human blood cells。
所以你这个骨头里面呢，其实是在我们的骨头有红骨头跟黄骨头 yellow and red， 这个里面呢是我们是从红的里面呢去抽取这个骨髓。
And we see that there are red and yellow
marrow
bone marrow， and it is from the redbone marrow that we extract.
而且它的是 liquid form， 这个是一种海绵状，而且呢是好像 jello 这样，你怎么样切割？
And its consistency is like flexible tissue, almost like jelly. How are you able to cut through it?
所以你看到这里，请问你有办法切割吗？外面那一层红色的就是红色的骨头，里面的那个呢，其实就是好像一些网状的，这个叫做红的骨髓。
And this over here is an image of a bone marrow. On the outside is the outer surface, and we see the red and the yellow marrow in there. And we can see that the material is almost like a sponge.
那么中间你看到有一个黄色的这个骨髓吗？
In the middle, you can sort of see a yellowish spot, which is yellow marrow.
当你年纪大了，脂肪多了，这个黄的越来越多。
And the older you get, the more yellow marrow.
所以要拿红的这个骨髓呢，年轻人比较好。
And so in order to get the red marrow, it is easier to do it when you are young.
实际上在手术当中呢，其实不是叫做切割，你根本没有办法切割，把它割出来。
But the truth is, in surgery, you are not able to cut through red marrow.
实际上是抽取、吸出、suck 出来。
But it is to extract and to suck.
就好像那些有一些软的，好像液体这样 liquid form， 你把它怎么样割，你没有办法割，你要 suck 出来。
It is like trying to cut liquid. You are not able to cut through it. You, however, are able to suck it out.
所以那个问题是说，神的话可以把骨与骨髓分开、切开，其实讲的是根本不可能的事情。
But when the word of God says that it is able to divide joints and marrow, it is speaking of something that is hypothetical.
啊，我们讲的是一个 hyperbole， 是一个夸张式的手法。
And it uses hyperbole, which is to exaggerate.
今天我们能够做这个骨髓的移植手术，是把它的骨髓抽出来。
And today, when we are able to do this bone marrow extraction, it is in order to suck it out or extract it.
旧的方法呢，就是一直就是这个针呢刺到你的骨里面呢，然后抽那个骨髓出来。
And the image over here is an old method where an injection is put into your bone and it is used to suck it out.
今天新的方法不是这样。
But the new methods are different.
今天新的方法是他们把水冲进去，把那个骨髓的这些冲出来，那么他们在血这个血管下面，把它收取，然后就这些血流出来，把它拿出来。
The methods that they use today is to use to force it out or to flush it out,
yeah,
and then they collect the bone marrow from there.
Yeah, from the downstream. 然后呢，他就把他在食管里面把它抽出来。所以这个方法呢，现在呢，只要 outpatient 就可以了，不需要真正以前的这种手术。
And it's a fairly simple surgery. In fact, it is an outpatient surgery.
所以这边在讲的是什么呢？他是说，这个是好像你要知道，我们今天所讲的是21世纪的科技。
But we need to understand that this is 21st century technology.
但是在主的第一世纪里面呢，这些东西是根本是想象不能够想象的。
But in the first century, these things weren't even, you couldn't even fathom these things.
所以他的意思是说，神的话语连最坚硬、最不可能的事情，他都能够切割。
And the point is that God's word is able to cut through and pierce even the hardest and the toughest of substances.
所以当我们想到是不是魂与灵能够分开呢？
So then we ask ourselves, are we able indeed to separate soul and spirit?
我们的问题是不是能够切，好像刀就是切割，刀是切的，不是细的。
Just like a knife, is it able to cut? Because knife is about cutting and not about sucking.
你好像你用一把刀来看你的咖啡或者看你的茶，怎么样切呢？不能切的，是要细的。
The illustration is using a knife to cut your coffee, for example. You can't do that.
所以当骨与骨髓是不能切的，如果你看这个魂与灵到底能不能切割呢？
So if joints and marrow cannot be cut, can soul and spirit?
所以我们很多时候就出现了，有些人说人的身体是由人是由灵魂体来组成的。
And so sometimes people say that man is made up of soul, spirit, and body.
但是有些人说我们根本不懂得如何分辨魂与灵，所以我们基本上就是讲说灵，所以我们华文圣经翻译的比较好。叫做灵魂，我们很早把它分开，灵跟魂分开。
But because we cannot discern between soul and spirit, we say that it is one and the same. In fact, the Chinese translation puts soul and spirit together in one word.
所以我们让大家看一些经文，今天我们没有足够的时间来仔细分析到底灵与魂可不可以分开。不过我让你看几节经文来解释到底这是怎么一回事情。
We don't have time today to fully explore this idea of soul and spirit, but I do want to show you a few verses.
你看到我当一个人死的时候，圣经里面讲说，尘土归尘土，灵乃是归赐灵的神。
When a person dies, the Bible tells us that the dust returns to the earth as it was, and the spirit returns to God.
所以这个灵字在希伯来文是乳阿的意思，就是灵。
And in the original language, this word is ruach, which is the spirit.
但是当拉杰Rachel 他死的时候呢，他说他的魂 nephesh 离开他。
But when Rachel died in Genesis 35, it says that her soul nephesh departed.
在传道书里面说是灵离开他，但是现在是创世纪这边却说是魂离开他。
In the book of Acts, it tells us that the
是灵离开他。
The spirit left her.
但是在创世纪里面，我们发现拉杰死的时候，他形容是魂离开他。
Yet the word in Genesis was used nephesh,
就是魂的意思。
And that is soul.
那么在以赛亚书上讲到主耶稣要为他的命倾倒，我们华文圣经把他的命倾倒呢，其实没有翻译出来，他的原文是说把他的魂倒出来，就是把他的魂离开他身体的意思。
In Isaiah, it says that he poured out his soul to death. However, it's not translated. What it really means is for his spirit to be poured out to death.
所以你会发现，到底是灵离开人的身体，还是魂离开？其实这两个都是一个意思，是灵也是魂。所以他用的时候是对都可以相对应用。
So is it soul or is it spirit? The fact is there is no real distinction between them, and they are used interchangeably in the Bible.
所以但是你看刚才我们讲到是刚才那一节圣经说以赛亚书说当主耶稣死的时候是他的将魂倾倒出来将他的魂离开他的身体但是来到路加福音第23章46节主耶稣死的时候他说父啊我将我们的圣经你看翻译成灵魂你看华文英文圣经翻译成灵他将我的灵交托在你的手里
So in the previous verse it says in Isaiah thatWhen Jesus died, he gave up his soul. Yet in Luke chapter 23, Jesus said, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
所以你看到到底是魂还是灵呢?
So is it spirit or is it soul?
也是灵也是魂。
It is both.
因为它们是可以相对来用的。
Because they are used interchangeably.
所以但是在以赛亚书42章1节,
In Isaiah chapter 42,
他讲到有些人说，我们敬拜神的时候是灵敬拜。你看到这里，以赛亚书他说，他讲到说，对不起，以赛亚书这边讲到说神的时候呢，他说 ，Behold my servant, I whom I have uphold my chosen, in whom my soul delight. 现在我问大家一个问题：神是个灵，神有没有魂？当然是有。
Isaiah 42 says, Behold my servant whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights.
我们的华文圣经翻译成我的心喜悦，那个心字在希伯来文是 nephesh， 就是魂的意思。他说我的，神有魂吗？所以这边的问题就是这样，这个魂字跟灵字是相对，可以对调来用的。
If God is a spirit,Yet this verse says that in whom my soul delights, which is nephesh, does God have a soul too?
所以我们发现在华文圣经里面没有翻译这个魂出来，所以我们在中国教会里面出现很多混乱。
In the Chinese Bible, we see that there is no translation for soul, and therefore there are a lot of problems in Chinese churches.
希伯来书十章三十八节也是提到说，他说如果有人后退，有人软弱的时候呢，我就是耶和华心里就不喜悦他。这个心字呢也是翻译成在希腊文呢Suki 也是翻译成这个魂。
In Hebrews 10:38 it says, But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure. In the Chinese it is translated as my heart.
所以但是字义上这个字是魂字。
But it is effectively soul.
难道神有魂吗？
Does God then have a soul?
所以我们讲的是这样，圣经里面魂与灵呢，这两个字是可以相彼此对调而用。
And so we say that in the Bible, the words soul and spirit are used interchangeably.
那么同时呢，我们发现大家很熟悉这段经文之一，神要求我们什么呢？要我们尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意爱主你的神。
We are also familiar with Luke 10:27, where he says, It says, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
你会发现在这里面，他说尽心、尽性、尽力、尽意的时候，那个这个意就是 soul 的意思，是指魂的意思。
In the Chinese Bible, it is again translated as soul.
四福音用这些经文的时候，都是讲 soul， 讲魂。
And all these passages talk about the soul.
难道我们用魂爱神，不用灵爱魂吗？爱神吗？
Does it mean then that we love God with our soul and not our spirit?
可见我们讲的这个是对调而用，我们要用灵也要用魂，其实这两个是同一个东西。
Clearly, we are to use both, and both are the one and the same thing. Soul and spirit.
当然我们还有很多东西，我们还可以继续讲。
And there's a lot more we can do to look at this.
但是在这里的意思说，神说他连不可能破开再硬的东西，他都能够破开。
The point here is that God is able to penetrate and divide even the things that cannot be divided.
所以我们这边看到神的话语呢，第一它是活生生的，第二它是有功效的，第三呢它是锋利的，第四呢它是刺入刺透，而且不会破开呢。第五呢，它可以慎思明辨。
We've seen that the word of God is alive, it is active, it is sharp, it is piercing. Finally, the word of God is discerning.
所以为什么他要破开，他要破开，他要深入？为什么呢？他要明辨，意思要他可以分辨到底是对还是错。
Why does he want to pierce? He pierces in order to discern what is right and what is wrong.
所以在这边神的话语呢是活的，他很有生命的，而且它是很活泼的，追着来，而且呢，它要破开，它要深入，它要辨明。这里讲的是审判。
The word of God is alive, it's full of energy, it's dynamic, it wants to come and it wants to cut and pierce and discern. What it is talking about here is judgment.
他说，连我们心中的这个思念和主意都能够辨明。
It says here that.It discerns the thoughts and intentions of the heart.
是你的思想还是你的动机？
Is your thoughts or your actions?
或者是你的 motivation
or your motivation?
你的 intention.
What are your intentions?
很多时候呢，我们人呢，讲是好像很清楚，我知道我要做什么。
Sometimes we say so flippantly, I know what I need to do.
好像我们说我们要孩子读书，为什么？
We say, oh, we want our children to study.
啊, 孩子对孩子好嘛。
Because it's good for the child.
但是里面孩子隐藏另外一个东西。如果孩子很聪明的话，我脸上有光。
But hidden within that is another meaning. If my children do well at school, I can be proud of them.
很多人说我要当牧师。
Some people say I want to be a pastor.
当牧师哦，我要服侍神。
So that I can serve God.
但是另外一个，他说如果你要服侍神，什么都可以服侍，那些在没有人看到的事情你也可以做。他说我不要，我就要当牧师，站在台上讲道那个。
But if you want to serve God, there are so many ways to serve God, ways that may not be publicly seen, but they say, no, I want to serve God as a pastor.
但是很多时候你站在台上大家看到，哇，我挺威风的。所以这个里面呢也有一些隐藏的一些问题。
But the hidden intention can be, as I stand at the pulpit, everybody sees me.
所以你看到这里他说人心耶，这个耶利米十七章说人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透呢？
Jeremiah 17:9 hits at the heart of it when it says the heart is deceitful above all things.
我们被罪渗透到一个程度呢，甚至我们最好的思想都有问题。
We are so controlled by sin that even our best intentions can be wrong.
所以你看到诗篇大卫这么祷告，139篇23节，他说：“神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。”
That's why David in Psalm 139 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any grievous way in me."
所以在这里我们看到雅各书也是讲到，当我们看到神的话语，就好像对着镜子照自己这样。所以读神的话来看到我们里面到底是什么意思，一回观的什么情形。
It's like a book of James says that the word of God is like a mirror to our hearts, and when we read it, we see the state of our hearts.
有一次呢，主耶稣到撒玛利亚去。
There was a time when Jesus went to Samaria.
啊，那么他那边的人不接受他。
And he was rejected by the people there.
那么雅各、约翰看见就说：“主啊，你要不要我叫天上用火降来烧灭他们？”
And James and John saw it and said to him, "Should we call fire down from heaven to destroy them?"
主转过来就责备他。
And he turned around and he rebuked them.
他说：“你的心如何，你还不知道？”
And he said to them, "You don't even know what is in your heart."
所以你看到人心坏到极处，只有神的话才能够来引导。
So we see the sinful nature of our hearts, and only the word of God is able to
discern. 所以在这里我们看到这个神话语的五个特性。
We see here the five characteristics of God's word.
所以在这边我们看到神的话语的确是有生命力的，因为这个生命力是强调这卸下刚才所讲的五个特性，都是在强调这个生命力是怎么一回事情。
The word of God is alive, and it is the foundation of, in fact, the emphasis of all the other characteristics.
神的话不但是有生命的，而且神的话是有审判性的。
The word of God is not only alive, the word of God is adjudicative.
啊，它可以判断我们心里面所想的是什么。
It is able to judge what is in our heart.
所以刚才我们看到这里讲到说，为什么他要破路，他要深入，而且要辨明。
So we said just now, why does it have to cut and why does it have to pierce and discern?
好了，我们再问另外一个问题，为什么在这边？希伯来书十二章跟十三章，十二节跟十三节呢？为什么这里出现这两节圣经
？Now we ask the question: Why is it in the midst of this chapter 4 does verse 12 and verse 13 show up?
他的思路，他的 flow of thought 是怎么样
？What is the flow of thought in this chapter？
我们只能够看到为什么他要讲神的话是活泼的，是有功效的呢？你看第十一节。
Why does he say that the word of God is alive and it is sharp? Look at verse 11.
你看到上面他所讲的，所以你们务必借力进入那安息，免得有些人学了那不信从的样子跌倒了。
Verse 11 says, "Let us therefore strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience."
为什么他们不能够得到安息呢
？Why can they not enter that rest?
因为他们不信从。
Because they are not obedient.
啊，什么叫不信从呢？就是他不相信，也不顺从。
What does disobedience mean? They did not believe and they did not obey.
所以他们就不能够，他不信神的话，不顺从神的话，所以他不可能进入安息。
They did not believe in God and they did not obey His word, and therefore they cannot enter His rest.
所以神说，神的话是 active, 神的话是 alive, 神的话是活泼的，神的话是有功效的，神的话是尖锐，是锋利的，一定会切入， 破开，知道你们为什么不信。
And that is why over here it says that the word of God is living, it is energetic, it is active, it's sharp, and it's able to pierce and discern our hearts.
这些人为什么不能进入安息呢？
Why can these people not enter God's
rest? 他们也有福音传给他们，你看第四章第二节。
The gospel was preached even to them. Look at verse 2.
你看他说，因为有福音传给他们，像传给我们一样，只是他们听见的道没有用，因为他们没有信心以所听的道调和。
Verse 2 says, For good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith.
但是我们这些人，你看第三节，我们这些人相信可以进入安息。
But look at verse 3, For those who believe, they entered that rest.
下半段说他们不相信，说他们断不入可以进入我的安息。
The following verse, follow up to that says, As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest.
第六节下半段他说，因为他们的不信从，他不得进去。
The second part of verse 6 says, They failed to enter because of disobedience.
所以到底安息日是什么？他说，其实有两个安息。第一个是约书亚带他们进入迦南地安息了，但是还有另外一个安息。
What is rest exactly? There are two different meanings of rest. The first rest was when Joshua took the Jews into Canaan and gave them rest there.
你看第八节，若是约书亚已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的安息，这样看来必有另外一个安息是为神的名存留的。
Look at verse 8, it says, For if Joshua had given them rest, God would not have spoken of another day later on.
所以他讲，这边讲的第一个是地上的安息。
So what he's saying here is there is a rest that is earthly.
但是另外还有一个天上的安息。
And then there is a rest that is heavenly.
但是你不信的话，你根本得不到天上的安息。
And if you do not believe, you will not attain the rest.
为什么你得不到天上的安息呢？
Why will you not attain the heavenly rest?
因为你不信从神的话。
Because you do not believe in God's word.
所以十一节说，你们要竭力进入那安息，不要学那些不信不听从的人跌倒了。
And that is why verse 11 tells us that we must strive to enter that rest, so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience.
所以意思说，你要努力的读圣经。
You must be studying God's word.
你应该好好的明白它。
You need to understand it.
因为你不要这样做呢，神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，是锋利的，必然破路且开，然后要 judge， 要审判你心里面的意念。
Because if you do not, then God's word is active, it is sharp, and it is able to pierce into your soul to judge you.
所以你会看到主耶稣也是这么讲。
We see also that Jesus said this in John 12.
主耶稣说，若有人听见我的话不遵守的，我不审判他。主耶稣说，我不审判他，我来是要拯救世界。然后他说什么？48节说，约翰十二章四十八节说，不领受我话的人有审判的，他的就是我所讲的道，在末日要审判他。
Look at these two verses. Jesus says, If anyone hears my words and does not keep them, I do not judge him. Jesus himself said he will not judge.For I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. But if you read on, it says, The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has a judge. The word that I have spoken will judge him on the last day.
弟兄姐妹，为什么我们在教会里面读圣经、读圣经、查圣经、讲圣经、讲这么多做什么呢？因为到最后呢，这个圣经要审判你。
Brothers and sisters, why do we spend so much time looking at the word, reading the word, trying to understand the word?Because in the last day, that word will judge us.
我们年轻人学生读书的时候，总是有考试。考试的时候要大考，还要考什么呢？拿 past year paper 过去的考试的题目来读读读，看看他会不会出。
The young people in our church will be familiar with exams at the end of the year. And when you prepare for exams, what do? You look at the past year's papers to prepare for it.
当我们面对神的审判的时候，他要什么样审判我们呢？
And when we face God's judgment, how will he judge us?
我们看看 past year paper.
We look at past year's paper.
过去他出了什么考题？他的考题全部就在你的圣经里面。
What kinds of questions were given in the past?
所以你要读圣经，明白圣经，按照圣经去做，你就能够及格。
All those questions are all in the Bible, and if you are able to read it and understand it, you will pass.
所以在这里看到神的话是这个意思，神的话是要最后审判我们。
And that is the meaning of this passage. It says God's word will at the end judge us.
所以呢，不单是这样的，你看到神的话审判我们，还有一节圣经，你看接下来十三节，希伯来书四章十三节，他说，并且被造的 没有一样在他面前不显然的。原来万物与我们有关的主眼前都是赤露敞开的。
So we see that God's word will judge us, and in verse 13 it says, "No creature is hidden from His sight, but all are naked and exposed to the eyes of Him to whom we must give account."
这句话就告诉我们，这是审判的意思。
This verse tells us of that judgment.
因为将来呢，没有一个人可以躲开你。不管你喜欢不喜欢，你都要面对神的审判。
Because on that day, no one will hide. I don't care if you like it or not, you will be judged.
而且每一个人都会在神面前是赤露的。
In fact, before God's eyes, you will be exposed.
你根本没有的遮盖。
You have no hiding place.
你没有 cover, 你没有 hiding place, 你根本没有躲藏的地方。
There is nowhere to hide.
所以你到头来你必须要面对的时候，特别在这边讲的说，原来所有的东西，所有的人，所有的都要在神的面前呢，赤露敞开，敞开是什么意思？
And at the end of the day, everyone, all are naked and exposed.
这个 expose 这个字在是非常特别的一个字。
What does this word expose mean? It is a very unique word.
这个 expose 这个意思是说，当一个人被跟两个人在摔跤的时候，他把他 dismantle, 使他没有抵抗力，完全被彰显出来。
And this word talks about in a struggle, a person completely disarms and lays bare his enemy.
那么这个还有一个意思就是，当你把那些猎人呢，把抓到动物之后，把那个动物剥皮，把它剥开，剩下它没有皮穿，这是动物。
The other meaning is when hunters hunt for wild animals and remove their skins.
或者有另外一个讲法，就是当一个人呢，把一只刀呢放在一个人脖子上，让他的头完全解开、打开出来，他完全不能够，他要面对。将来要面对的审判。
And the other sense is that when someone is holding a blade to someone else's neck and his neck is entirely exposed.
他的意思就是我们没有的躲藏。
The meaning is that is nowhere for us to hide.
而且呢，我们一定要面对，我们没有被 pin on the wall， 或者是我们被逼到墙角上，没有办法要面对。
And there is no choice. We are being pinned on the wall. We have no choice but to be judged.
将来的时候呢，没一件事情会隐藏。
There is nothing that will be hidden in the
future. 每一件事情都要彰显出来。
And everything will be exposed.
你所想的东西。
The things that you think about.
你的动机。
Your actions.
你的想法。
Your thoughts.
你所看的。
The things that you see.
你没有人知道的东西，神都知道。
And the things that nobody else knows, God knows.
所以神要用他的话说，我已经把这话定下来，你不读我的圣经，不明白我的意思，不照我的旨意去做，所以你要面对审判。
And God has firmly fixed His word. If you do not read it, if you do not believe in it, if you do not live by it, you will be judged.
所以我们今天看到这段圣经的意思呢，是。啊，对不起，已经跳过去了哈，我已经过头了啊，对不起啊。这边讲到这里，你看到我们今天的讲到是希伯来书十章十二节说，神的话不但是有这个生命力，有审判力，而且呢是有我们必须要持守。
In these two verses, we have seen that the word of God is alive, it is adjudicative, and that it judges. The word of God is also to be adhered to.
请你看第十四节，希伯来书十四章十四节。
Please look at Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
为什么我要加上这个十四节呢？
Why do I want to add on verse 14?
因为他怎么样接下去呢？
How does he continue after this?
因为他说神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，是锋利的，是能够刺入，能够剖开，而且能够辨明。
So he says that God's word is living, active, sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing, and it is able to discern.
所以这里讲的是审判。
So we are talking about judgment.
虽然神要审判我们，但是呢，我们有一位大祭司，就是主耶稣。
But though there is a judgment, we have a great high priest that is Jesus Christ.
虽然有神的审判，但是我们可以来到这位大祭司面前，因为他并非不能体恤我们的软弱。
Even though there is a judgment, we can come before this high priest who is able to sympathize with our weaknesses.
所以我们有这样一位大祭司，所以你必须要做什么呢？你必须要持定所承认的道。
And because we have such a great high priest, we must hold fast our confession.
所以这边讲到，其实这边讲到两件事情。第一，你必须要神的话语、神所教训，你必须要持守。
Actually, there are two things that are being spoken of here. God's word needs to be adhered to.
虽然我们软弱，虽然我们跌倒，虽然我们守得不完全，但是我们因为主耶稣明白，他帮助我们。
And yes, we are weak, and as we try to live out the word of God, we will fall. But God's word is there to sympathize with our weaknesses.
他来帮助我们持守。
He is there to help us to adhere to His word.
但是如果你有问题，你可以来到这位大祭司面前。
But if you have problems and if you are weak, you can come before His throne of grace to receive help. In order that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以呢，我为什么我们要劝大家读圣经、查考圣经、施行圣经？
Why do we go on about reading the word, about understanding the word and following the word?
为什么我们在台上不断地讲圣经?
Why do we not stop speaking about the word at the pulpit?
因为最后神的话，主耶稣的话，必要审判我们。
Because on the last day, God's word will judge us.
主耶稣自己的话说，有审判他的，就是我所讲的道，在末日要审判他。
Jesus himself said, the word that I have spoken will judge us on the last day.
最后，你愿不愿意读你的圣经，查考你的圣经，持守的圣经，完全在于你。
At the end of the day, are you willing to read your Bible, to spend time in God's word, and to walk according to His word?
我们请信豪弟兄为我们做结束的祷告。
Let us close in prayer.